I'm Steve Potter, and welcome to Cityscape. Later in the hour, we're going to talk to Colorado filmmaker Thomas Colicco. His documentary, Crafting a Nation, examines the art of beer making and features craft brewers from across the country, including here in St. Louis. And in our monthly soundbite segment in partnership with Sauce Magazine, we get some cool summertime drink recommendations from Corey King of Perennial Artisan Ales and from well-known St. Louis bartender Ted Kilgore. Stage of St. Louis continues its 27th season with the romantic comedy Legally Blonde the Musical, which opens tonight.
Dear Alex, he's a lucky guy. I'm like, gonna cry. I got tears coming out of my nose. Matt Prop, he's the campus catch. You're a perfect match, cause you both have such great taste in clothes. Of course he will propose. Dear L, honey, mazel tov. Future's taking off. Bring that ring back and show it to me.
Playing the role Reese Witherspoon played in the movie Ellie Woods is Michelle London. Bid Nordstrom is Emmett Forrest, and they're here with us now. Welcome to Cityscape.
What's up?
And I have to say this, oh my God, you guys.
Oh my God, you guys.
You do that
indeed.
So well, Steve.
I could be just, in the cast.
You should be in the sorority.
Michelle. Thanks, Michelle. Michelle, how many times do you say that during a performance?
I don't think we've counted it, but I probably say it 15 times, and the sorority UCLA girls probably say it another 130.
Yeah. Is that something you grew up saying by any chance?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
She's from Southern California.
Right. Yeah, I want to get into that. She's got some unique qualifications for this role, which we'll get into. Ben, it's great to see you back in St. Louis.
Hi.
You've been gone in New York a couple of years, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Well, we're going to catch up a little with you later in the segment, if that's okay.
Can't wait.
Because we've got some news about that we'll talk about.
That's right.
Michelle, like I said, you have some credentials that perhaps make you uniquely qualified to play Ellie Woods. Ben just mentioned one. You're from Southern California.
I am. I am from Southern California. Sunshine and lollipops. It was great. And I do connect with Elle in that way where it's very L.A. And I also have a 4-pound chihuahua because we have two dogs in the show, which is quite interesting to have dogs on stage, I feel. And it's kind of...
It keeps things fresh.
It keeps things very fresh.
Well, how does that work? You know, I always heard, you know, it's hard to work with what...
Animals
dogs,
and children.
Don't work with kids and animals.
Right, yeah, right.
They hired two local dogs, mm-hmm. hired them. And we have their owners that are wranglers, and there are people offstage that are told to watch out for them, but it's very fun. And last night was in our tech rehearsal. It was a kick.
Yeah, they're on stage. Well, the little chihuahua's on quite a bit.
He's right. on quite a bit, but he's
but
in
she,
my purse.
She carries
the whole
him around
time.
A lot. But we also have a big English bulldog who makes a couple of quick appearances. And last night he. Come see the show. You never know what's going to happen. Last night, he kind of ran the other way and ran off stage and then into the house. So, but it was good.
People yeah. might think that's part of the show.
Yeah.
You know.
Hopefully.
Yeah. I have a small chihuahua, too, just to let you know. We
do.
Can talk later about that.
Lovely. Yeah.
I don't know if I can bring him or... Ben, have you been typecast in this, too?
Typecast? A Harvard
He's so
Law
smart.
Graduate. Yes, Steve. Yeah, indeed. I don't think I've been typecast, but honestly, I do think it's a really good role for me right now. It's a good fit. Emmett's kind of a dry, nice, grounded guy, and he and Elle have a really nice relationship in the show. It's neat to see how they kind of become friends.
Now, of course, this is described as a romantic comedy,
Aww.
But I guess it has a serious undertone, Michelle, do you think, about, I don't know, empowerment
oh,
for women in
well,
a way?
Well, this whole season at Stages is all about women empowerment, I feel, which is great
it totally
for,
is.
For the lady actors. No, I feel like this show, it is a romantic comedy, and as opposed to the movie, the musical really gets into Elle and Emmett's relationship more so. Than mm-hmm. what they did with the MGM movie.
Right.
But so it's fun to see that kind of montage of love. But it also is about Elle overcoming the obstacle of being judged. And she says it in the show to Emmett. She says, "You think I haven't been judged my entire life?" And I think that's a huge part of the show, is having to conform to what you think that people want you to be. Mm-hmm. And she does her best to break that, and she has help from Emmett and other characters, very funny characters, mm-hmm. that help her out and help her just to be the best that she can be without having to suppress anything.
I think that's a theme maybe all of us can identify in some way or another, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Being judged, not for maybe who we are, but whatever we look like. Or
absolutely.
Or first impressions, that
yeah.
sort of thing.
Yeah.
Because Elle, I guess everyone's seen, most people have seen the movie. Elle is a cute, young, blonde girl mm-hmm. who wants to study law, and people don't take her seriously because she's a cute blonde girl.
Exactly, right. And there's a lot of people being judged in this show mm-hmm. for this, what they're wearing. Yeah, it's fun. But we break all those boundaries.
But she sort of perpetuates it, doesn't she?
Oh, absolutely. But she doesn't know any different. And I mean, going back to me being typecast, I wore pink every day of my lifetime. Mm. Moved to New York and
Is
realized
that, right?
that that's not what people actually dress like. Oh, absolutely. Pink sequins and a bottle of bleach in my hair. And that's what I did. And I thought that was the uniform. That was the uniform of where I grew up. And at the time, I grew up with Britney Spears and the Spice Girls. But, you know, you grow up and you settle into your own person. And I think I finally hit that. So it's easy for me to play Elle, transforming into that.
Well, I don't want to get too serious.
I'm so sorry.
I'm very depressed right now.
That's not really...
my therapy. The show is so funny.
Let's get back to how actually fun and light and fast-paced
No,
the
but
show
I do
is.
Want to ask you just a serious question about being blonde and attractive. It sounds like a dumb question, but...
It's the worst.
I struggle. Every day is a struggle, Steve.
Ben struggles all the time.
Thank you.
That question was for Ben.
Oh, I know. No, I mean, I don't feel like I have been judged by how I look, because I feel like my personality doesn't reflect exactly what I personally look like in the L costumes. But I think Ben does a really good job about being handsome and blonde and pretty, but still being smart.
Well, thank you.
Well, before we go any further, which I'm almost afraid to, why don't we hear some music from the show? And if you'd set this up, Michelle, because this is a song that Elle sings, So Much Better?
So Much Better, right. So she has just been dumped by Warner officially. She just watched the boy she is in love with, the boy who she followed out to Harvard, propose to another girl.
Don't give too much away.
I'm not giving anything away.
Okay, all right.
And they're going to hear it in the song, then. and she, something happens, which is great. It's the moment in the show where she realizes that she is enough. And she's so much better to just be herself than what everyone else thinks. And it's really it's the most empowering moment of the show. And it ends the first act.
So Much Better from Legally Blonde, the musical. Stage of St. Louis presents Legally Blonde, the musical. It opens tonight, runs through August 18th at the Robert Rhyme Theater at the Kirkwood Civic Center. We're talking to Michelle London, who plays Elle Woods, and Ben Nordstrom, who plays Emmett, is the, I think the name, right?
That's right.
Well, we were talking about the movie earlier. People might not realize it all. I don't know how much you know about the back history, probably a lot. It began as a novel. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that, by Amanda Brown. It was based on her own experiences. I think she was a law student also.
Absolutely, at Stanford.
Do you know much about that or about her?
Not enough to go into it, but she was a law student at Stanford, and the actual movie, they wanted to put it in Stanford.
I think Stanford had issues with that.
But Harvard was all for it.
Yeah.
So then it became a film. I think it was in 2001 with Reese Witherspoon. They did a sequel, which I never saw.
I've never seen the
Red,
sequel.
White, and Blonde. It's great.
Was it good?
Yeah, it's great.
And then it went to Broadway, right?
Yeah.
And MTV, I think, did a filmed a version of that, and then they had a reality show or something.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I have to say, I saw it on MTV, and I guess I was – being unfair. I was judging it going into it because I had set the bar low, and I loved it. I was surprised at how much I liked it. And I think that sort of happened to the. It's a good show. It's a good piece of theater, and I feel like the Broadway production got a little bit overlooked. I don't know, because of the energy and the sugariness of it or something, but it's got a great message and it's a good show.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the storyline. Where does it begin?
It opens in a UCLA sorority house, in the Delta Nu sorority house, with all of the girls jumping up and down and, oh my God, you guys. And that's where it opens. And then
Elle's life is about to, it's been planned. It's all, everything's set. She's about to get engaged to the man of her dreams. And
that's you.
No, it's not
me. That's not you.
It's
not
me.
It's
my handsome UCLA boy.
Yes, perfect in every way. Going to be a senator. You know, everything's, life is set. And she's going to be a trophy wife. And then things.
But I hear a but coming.
Things take a turn.
But.
Yeah. He instead.
He instead says that she is too, she's more of a, what is it?
She's more of a Marilyn, not enough of a.
She needs to be a Jackie and not a Marilyn.
And he dumps her
in a very public place.
And what does that do to Elle?
It destroys her. She stays in bed for 12 days. And then she decides that she needs to be serious. If that's what he wants, she's going to be serious. She's going to go to law school, and she's going to win him back.
Ah, but that's when the comedy begins.
Yes.
Because no one takes her seriously, right? Talk a little bit about what happens to her when she starts on this journey.
Well, I think the journey, and it's helped by Ben's character, Emmett, is her discovering that inside of herself that she actually can be serious, and she is smart.
I don't think it's just everyone else not taking her seriously. It's really neat to watch Elle start to take herself seriously.
Yeah.
Elle doesn't completely take herself seriously,
not at all.
Early on. And I do think Emmett brings, so she meets Emmett at Harvard, and I think Emmett helps to bring that out of her.
There's a funny scene in the movie. I'm not sure if it's, I've never seen the stage version, but when I guess she's going for an interview, and maybe she's going for an interview, or the officials at the college are looking over her resume.
That's in there in the movie.
Huge number
in the movie. She sends in a DVD of herself sitting in a pool. However, in the musical, something else happens. She does something else, which is huge. And it's the biggest production number in the entire show, and it's my favorite part of the show because it's just so out of control, over the top, Elle Woods.
Hilarious, ridiculous.
It's very funny.
So when does Emmett come into the picture? How does that happen, and how is he different from her boyfriend, and what happens?
Well, she lands at Harvard. Emmett has already finished, and he is the teacher's assistant, so he's there with the students, sort of helping out, and... I think he has an affection for Elle, kind of takes her under his wing because he sees her struggling, and I don't know, he kind of, they strike up a friendship, and he really helps her kind of get it together, and he pushes her quite a bit, and when they start to have little bits of success, I think it just kind of starts to grow from there.
Well, you mentioned something about other characters, so why don't you talk a little bit about other important people in this storyline?
Yeah.
Well,
there's so many.
There are so many fabulous characters in this show. One of the favorites is Paulette, the bend and snap hairdresser.
Now, that's a song, too, right?
Oh, that is a song. That is, and the funniest song in the show, I would say.
Yeah.
Maybe you should say what Bend and Snap is all about.
Oh, the Bend. I'm just going to quote
it's
the
hard,
show.
It's
Here we
hard
go.
To, go for it. Are these lyrics?
No, it's my line, which I am going to not do fabulous here. The Bend and Snap is a move invented by the UCLA cheerleaders to break the will of the opposing team, and it is 99% effective on straight men. And it's literally bending down to the floor to show off your hindquarters and then snapping back up to show off
your front quarters. Listeners, use your imagination.
Very delicately put. Thank
but,
you.
But it's not too delicate on stage. We got a lot of bending and snapping.
Not a lot of subtlety.
No.
But that is Paulette's big number.
Yes.
And Paulette is sort of, she's the kooky hairdresser that also befriends Elle.
Who Elle helps, and they help each other. And then we have Brooke Wyndham, played by Nicolette Hart, who did the role on Broadway in the Jerry Mitchell production.
She's amazing. Oh,
she's so great.
Yeah. It's a huge top of the second act number that she does, involving lots of people jumping rope on stage. Let's just leave it at that. Ugh. It's sort of a physical.
How they do that. Thank goodness we're not in
I love to just watch them work. Oh,
they are so good. It's insane. Every single ensemble member is on stage jumping rope. Mm-hmm. But not just jumping rope. It's these insane Jerry Mitchell moves that are insane.
It's a fun show with lots of great music.
It is.
And it opens tonight. Stage of St. Louis presents Legally Blonde, the musical. It opens tonight, runs through August 18th. At the Robert G. Rhyme Theater at the Kirkwood Civic Center. If you'd like ticket information, please go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page, and we'll have a link to Stage's website, and you can find out everything you need to know about that. And before we go, Ben, I just wanted to make the point that we know you from your years of living here and performing in St. Louis 2 years ago. I'm trying to make this capsulized version.
I got you.
2 years ago, you and your family moved to New York, but there's some exciting news.
There is some exciting news. We are moving back to St. Louis. We're very excited to come back home. We had a lovely time up there, but my wife is taking a new job back here in St. Louis, and we just want to be back with family.
Can you tell us what that is, or not yet?
I can't. You know, well, it's public now, so I can tell you she will be the new general manager at Stages St. Louis.
So you may get cast again in another one.
This is all a part of the master plan.
He didn't need any help. He's very talented. Hometown hero, Ben Nordstrom.
That's Ben Nordstrom. And Michelle London, this is your debut performance in St. Louis, so we welcome you here and look forward to seeing you on stage.
Why, thank you so much.
Thanks so much for being here. Coming up on Cityscape on our Soundbite segment, we're going to zero in on some cool summertime drinks, and later a new documentary examines American craft brewers. This is St. Louis Public Radio.